UK-based aid organization Oxfam says Saudi airstrikes in Yemen have left almost two-thirds of the population without access to clean water. According to the relief agency, 16 million Yemenis are without clean water. Oxfam says this is equal to the population of Berlin, Paris, and Rome combined. Saudi warplanes continue airstrikes against Yemen despite calls by international aid agencies to halt the deadly campaign. The latest attacks targeted areas in Taiz, Aden, and Hajjah provinces, leaving at least 15 civilians dead. Nearly 4,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in the bombardment since March the 26th. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has promised the Iranian nation a big victory, saying his government will settle all disputes with the world through logical negotiations. Rouhani said Tehran is determined to fully resolve its problems with the world through reasoning, argument, and negotiations. Iraqi army backed by volunteer forces have launched operations to liberate territories in Salah ad-Din and Anbar provinces from the ISIL terrorists. The main goal is to recapture the city of Ramadi in the western Anbar province. The army and popular mobilization forces have recently forced the Takfiri terrorists out of several cities. Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah makes fresh gains against terrorists in the strategic region of Ghalamun along the Syrian border. Hezbollah fighters captured several hills northeast of the outskirts of Nahle. They also killed several Nusra Front terrorists and destroyed their military vehicle during the clashes. At least three civilians and two police officers have been killed in a bomb attack in eastern Afghanistan. It occurred at a court building in Maidan Shahr City. Police say one of the attackers detonated his explosives at the entrance of the building before security forces gunned down two other militants. And Malaysian police have revealed details of hundreds of mass graves found in the country's north. Police say some of the corpses showed signs of torture. Metal chains were found near the graves, suggesting the victims had spent time as prisoners. They're believed to be mainly Bangladesh job seekers and Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar.